Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. I nailed that. Welcome to Slumber Party every Tuesday, 6 to 7. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for being with us on this terribly rainy Tuesday.
It's horrible.
My pants are soaked. My jacket is soaked. My shirt is soaked. But we made it. We made it up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But as usual, we have our mix of music and talk for today, so stay tuned for the topic. But we're going to start off with some music. So this first one is something I've been listening to a little bit too much. It is by Oze. I'm going to leave this to you for the pronunciation. How do you pronounce that?
To me? It's like O-S-E with a little accent on the E, like yeah.
Ose? Ose. So, by Ose, it's called 24 Hours, but it's the Jumbi Afro House mix. So it's a little bit more techno-y, but hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to die. show on my toti no clati kayang in a key. My need at all, did ping was a tagali to sauni ping a kits a near bit on my teeth.
Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Health system under strain. Going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Broken and parasite. Feelings are restless. That's often the making, but better than everyone not down with the sun. Broken and brown. No sleep, no promise. Repeat again. Very bad habits, so really need to go home.
Gonna have your back. Attention, woman in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Welcome back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
The last couple songs you heard, we kind of blasted through them because we've been doing some chatting, was Running Errands, in brackets, Yesterday by the U.S. Girls. The one before that was I Could Say It, But Do You Feel It? By Sahadi, from her album Complet. Our EP Complet. The one before that was called Paris by Ori and Oil XL from the album Daisy Cutter. The one before that was, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this, but it's on par with our episode topic today, which is about Indigenous peoples, but it's called Sinatumite, but it's A Dreams cover by Fleetwood Mac by Elisa Pai, and she's awesome.
Yeah, that song is so beautiful.
Very beautiful, yeah. I know that she was one of the nominations. I'm not sure if she won again, but she was nominated for one of the Juno Awards in Canada. She's amazing. We played a lot of her in the past, too. But anyways, we are going to head into the topic, just like I mentioned. So this one is DJ Star's special topic, so she'll start it off.
Okay, so the general topic is connecting to the land, which sounds like a simple enough concept, but I think actually it is a lot more difficult to achieve and harder to conceptualize. But it was inspired by a visit that I made to the art gallery like a few days ago now. And they have an exhibition called We Who Have Known Tides, Indigenous Art from the Collection. And it's on until April 12th, 2026. So if you have time, you should definitely go check it out. It was really good. I love the art gallery. But specifically, there was this video of three young Indigenous women who were standing on a field near the sea. And I think the title of it was just like, three women enjoying connecting to the land. And the artist was Tanya Lucan Linklater. And, you know, they're just standing there. They're moving around a bit, but like not doing that much. Like there's no necessarily like physical activity going on with nature. Like it seems almost more of a mental process of connecting to the land, or even a spiritual one. So yeah, it's more tied to mindfulness than I thought originally. Like being more just present in nature, it can kind of lead you to connecting with land. But that led me to think more about like the complicated history that Indigenous people have with their land, especially due to colonization, but also just some of the thoughts that they have and traditions and spiritual relationship that they have with the land. So did a bit of research further on it. Even though that all Indigenous people have been super deeply and negatively impacted by colonization and continue to be, they still manage to carry on this spiritual meaning of land and connecting with the land, as it's seen as more of a social relationship with no ownership involved. And it's way more of an emphasis on stewardship, which means being a caretaker of ancestral lands guided by Indigenous knowledge and values. So the land is actually seen as a living relative and a source of identity.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was looking a little bit up about it too, and I feel like when, you know, most people think about taking land from Indigenous peoples, we only think about the physical property side. You know, we just think, oh, land is something that is a commodity, you know. The Indigenous people can't farm on this anymore, they can't fish anymore, etc. They can't put their houses on there anymore. But it's so much more than that. And as DJ Star was saying, it is encompasses other aspects that we don't typically think of when we just think of land. So each Indigenous nation has a unique relationship with the land, so this can differ between them. But for example, the Okanagan Indigenous peoples believe that land is not static or physical, and that it's a process of interactions and ongoing change, connections between individuals, families, community, and the intersection to the natural world. So it is very unique and not something that we normally think of as Westerners or in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, and to tie it back to like a Vancouver Indigenous group, the Musqueam peoples, portions of their territory actually encompass a lot of different areas in Vancouver, which I didn't realize. But yeah, so Vancouver, Burnaby, Richmond, New West, Delta, North and West Van, Surrey, UBC, YVR, Coquitlam. So yeah,
like Lower Mainland,
huge area. And they're rights are inherently tied to the stewardship of the territory, and especially important is that identity, culture, language, spiritual practices are all embedded in the land and waters. So you can't really separate their spiritual practices, language, culture with the land and waters. Like they're not two separate things, which I think a lot of time in Western thought, we see the land as very separate from us. So, mm-hmm. Which I think is definitely why we have done so many horrible things to the land.
For example, with the Indigenous ties, they believe that animals are part of the land, along with these other practices, because they think of a very spiritual way for animals and the relationship with the land, as in that the animals are animal people that are spirits, and they enter the human world to give their bodies to supply us with food, or Indigenous people with food, fur, and other materials. And they say that after their flesh is used, that the animals return home. They put on new flesh and they re-enter the human world whenever they choose. So this is one example where, you know, spirituality is so connected to animals, which are so connected to the land. So everything is very interconnected with, you know, animal people. And us destroying the land is also destroying this relationship that they've had for centuries. Mm-hmm. And indigenous people, they're also very careful about their lands, that in history they've, and now, they don't overfish, they don't overhunt or overharvest on lands, and that they only collect what is needed to sustain their family or their tribe or their clan. But, you know, in our culture, in our very capitalistic culture, we always overconsume things and we end up destroying everything around it.
Yeah, which is definitely not seeming to be the way of thinking that we should be having. Mm-hmm. So that kind of leads us to the next section, how it's connected, is like, how do we view land, or how does Western capitalistic thought view land? Because it's hard to recognize it sometimes when you've been raised in a certain culture that like subtly or not subtly tells you how to think about nature and how to think about land. So I think a lot of times it's seen as just a pile of resources that are not interconnected and that have all of their, you know, individual value. That's why we have all these different industries as well to collect oil or timber or anything like that. And a lot of times when we are doing this collection and honestly exploitation of these resources, it ends up affecting the entire ecosystem and has a lot of pretty dismal outcomes. And I think in terms of like being in a city, a lot of times we kind of see nature as more of a getaway or like somewhere to go to relax, or it's more segregated. In Vancouver, it's, you know, it's a little bit more integrated, but still overall, other than Vancouver. And also like downtown is not very nature heavy, and it's not the same as like living in nature. Like, it does feel very separated from us still.
I think, yeah, with the Western view and having this very disconnect view, this very disconnected view on how that land is just something that we can use as a resource. Land is a commodity.